President's Remarks Upon Presenting Distinguished Civilian Service Awards. From the South Ground of the White House, August 7th, 1962.
Mr. Bachman has, with extraordinary effectiveness, established and economically managed the world's largest mortgage banking facility, merging harmoniously the interests of the general public, private investors, and the government. His achievements have had a widespread and profoundly favorable effect on private financing of homes and upon millions of homeowners who have benefited from the programs he has directed. Mr. President,
I want to congratulate. The home is the basis of our society, and the fact that through the happy cooperation of the national government, private enterprise, and of course the citizens of our country who desire to own their own homes, we've had this extraordinary, particularly since the end of World War II, this extraordinary gain in private ownership, which I think ornaments our society. So I want to congratulate you, who, as the commissioner said, run this largest facility in the country, and you have done it in a way which reflects credit on the government and on the country and on our system.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Congratulations. Mr. Weaver. It's time we honored bankers around here.
Mr. President, next we honor Robert R. Gilruth, Director of the Manned Spacecraft Center, National Aeronautics and Space Administration, Houston, Texas.
Mr. President, Dr. Gilruth over on this.
Perhaps Mr. Glenn and come over here, Mr. Shepard. A couple of his objects of his experiments. Is that another? Yes, come in. Come in here, Paul.
Mr. President, Mr. Gilruth, as director of Project Mercury, has successfully carried out one of the most complex tasks ever presented to men in this country: the achievement of manned flight in orbit around the Earth. His inspiring leadership, his vast and authoritative knowledge, and his ability to encourage his associates to their highest capabilities have been of incalculable benefit to the government and to the people of the United States.
Well, it gives me the greatest pleasure, and I know it gives Colonel Glenn and Commander Shepard pleasure to see Mr. Gilruth honored appropriately by the government and by the country. His management of this very sophisticated and sensitive program, which involves a great national commitment and also the lives of some of our best citizens, all this has been under his management, and the fact it's been done with such distinction, I know heartens him and encourages us all, and also has been of the greatest possible benefit to our country around the world. So we congratulate you.
Congratulations.
Getting more expert at it now.
Mr. President, it's my pleasure to present to you Dr. Donald E. Gregg, Chief of the Department of Cardiorespiratory Diseases, Walter Reed Army Institute of Research, presented by the Honorable Cyrus R. Vance, Secretary of the Army.
Mr. President, it's my privilege to present Dr. Gregg, Walter Reed Army Medical Center.
Dr. Gregg, through development of new instruments and new research methods of measuring blood flow, blood pressure, and coronary output, has made major contributions to medical knowledge of heart disease and thereby to the welfare of humanity. His innovations and research have opened new fields in the study of blood circulation and cardiovascular diseases, and have earned him recognition as one of the world's foremost physiologists.
It's a great pleasure, Doctor, to present this to you and your work, which indicates the harmony which exists between medical research and the national government in the best sense, and also because so many of our families are affected one way or another by this dread disease. I think that we take particular pleasure in commending you and congratulating the country.
Mr. President, the honor of presenting Dr. Francis O. Kelsey, Medical Officer, Food and Drug Administration, Department of Health, Education, and Welfare. And she is accompanied by the Secretary of that department, the Honorable Anthony J. Celebrezzi. Dr. Kelsey, her exceptional judgment in evaluating a new drug for safety for human use has prevented a major tragedy of birth deformities in the United States. Through high ability and steadfast confidence in her professional decision, she made an outstanding contribution to the protection of the health of the American people.
Well, I know that we're all most indebted to Dr. Kelsey. The relationship, the hopes that all of us have for our children, I think indicates how I'm sure to Dr. Kelsey how important her work is and those who labor with her to protect our families. So, Doctor, I know that you know how much the country appreciates what you've done.
Mr. President, the next honoree is unavoidably absent. He has sent in his stead his wife. I'd like to introduce to you Mrs. Waldo K. Lyon, who is representing her husband, who is the head of the Submarine and Arctic Research Branch, Navy Electronics Laboratory, San Diego, California. And Mrs. Lyon is accompanied by the Secretary of the Navy, the Honorable Fred Korth.
President, this is Ms. Lyon, whose husband is on a mission for the Navy at this time.
Mr. Lyon has been singularly responsible for the pioneering development of the knowledge, techniques, and instruments that made it possible for a submarine to navigate under the ice cap in the Arctic. In the face of formidable obstacles, he persevered in believing that transarctic submarine navigation could become a reality and directed his efforts toward this objective. His achievement represents a highly important contribution to the nation's security.
Now we're going to, it's a great pleasure to present this. Those of us who have difficulty navigating at sea on the surface find it are astonished that through the dedicated efforts of your husband and others in the service that they're able to navigate with precision under ice. And he's now again away on a mission for the Navy, which is confidential, but I don't, at least he's not suffering from the heat.
No. Thank you, Mr. President.
Mr. President, may I introduce Llewellyn E. Thompson, Jr., career ambassador, recently to the USSR, the State Department, accompanied by the Secretary of State, the Honorable Dean Rusk. Ambassador Thompson as career ambassador in posts of the highest importance, most recently as ambassador in Moscow, has brilliantly furthered our country's foreign policy objectives during a period of international tension. His outstanding representation of the United States' interests in foreign affairs, including the resolution of the Trieste problem and successful negotiation of the Austrian State Treaty, has been marked by exceptional leadership, judgment, and diplomatic skill.
It's a great pleasure for me to present this award to Ambassador Thompson. I think the recitation of the very crucial negotiations in which he's been engaged, which have emerged successful. The one on Trieste, the Austrian Peace Treaty, where he was involved in more than, I think, 500 meetings. The negotiations which have recently taken place in Laos, negotiations which have recently taken place in regard to problems between the Dutch and the Indonesians, all this, the conversations which we've been having with the Soviet Union, all this indicates that those who believe that there is no useful place for diplomacy or negotiation are wrong. There is. It is these very arduous and persevering meetings in which Ambassador Thompson has been one of our most successful, which has helped maintain the peace for a good many years and will, I hope, in the future. Ambassador Thompson has had an extraordinary record. He has, as the citation says, he has spoken with the utmost clarity and precision for the interest of the United States, and yet he has been an extremely highly regarded figure in the Soviet Union. He has shown, as I said in my inaugural address, that civility is not a sign of weakness. And I want to say what a great source of strength and satisfaction it is that Ambassador Thompson will continue as an intimate advisor of the Secretary of State and myself in the coming days. So, Ambassador, we honor you and all those with whom you work. I want to just express my appreciation to all those who took part in this ceremony, the gentlemen who were on it, and also their leaders of their department, and also the members of the Congress who've been particularly interested in the development of an effective civil service, in the best sense of the word, for the United States government. When one of our employees in the national government does not meet the high standards which we set for ourselves, it becomes, of course, the greatest news. I hope that it will be equal news, the story of the accomplishments of these ladies and gentlemen. We have so many devoted civil servants, so many public servants working for this government, helping and benefiting the lives not only of the people of this country, but all around the world, that we have really just, in a sense, symbolically honored them by honoring these ladies and gentlemen. There are hundreds and thousands behind them. So I hope that this ceremony today will call the attention of the people of our country to a very extraordinary group of men and women who are working in their behalf. So we congratulate you all, we thank you, and we hope that your work will serve as a horizon-marking effort by all those who work for the people of the United States.
Would you have a picture taken with the recipient?